This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं. इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं. यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है.
The Prime Minister said the government is earnestly working to implement Gram Swaraj on the ground. He highlighted that the Swamitva Yojana had significantly improved village development, planning and execution and will unlock the economic potential of 100 lakh crore in the country, which will prove instrumental in the economic empowerment of people. The Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said the government is working for the digitization of land records and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. The Prime Minister said women will play a crucial role in building a developed India. He said empowerment of women is the focus area of his government and women are placed at the center of every major scheme. Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in his Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has ordered the constitution of an inter-ministerial team to ascertain the cause of deaths in Jammu's Rajouri district. The team, led by the Ministry of Home Affairs, will visit the affected village to ascertain the cause of deaths in 3 incidents in the past 6 weeks. The team will consist of experts from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, and Ministry of Water Resources. It will also be assisted by experts from Animal Husbandry, Food Safety and Forensic Science Labs. The Namami Gange mission of Ministry of Jal Shakti has set up a grand and captivating Namami Gange pavilion at Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The pavilion has become a unique medium for raising awareness about the conservation and cleanliness of the Ganga River. With cutting-edge technology, creative displays and informative elements, the pavilion has become an attraction for people of all age groups. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects GEP report stated that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining its status as the fastest growing large economy for the next 2 fiscal years. The GEP report credits this extraordinary momentum to a thriving services sector and a revitalized manufacturing base driven by transformative government initiatives. In the CoCo World Cup 2025, the Indian men's team overcame a strong South African challenge to secure their spot in the World Cup 2025 final with a 62-42 victory at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. The Indian team will face Nepal in the final at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.